growth that is rooted in contribution creates expansion for everyone involved. Grand Rising Freedom Crusaders, this is Ashley Casper welcoming you to another edition of the Grow Rich Mastermind here on the Good News Network. This is one of those places where we get to show up exactly as we are, and I'm just so grateful for that. I'm grateful for you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here with us today. Today is May 14th, 2026, and our amazing and dedicated host, Lori Sue Natherda, will be with us shortly. Lori Sue is an enthusiastic Freedom Crusader and honored recipient of the Guiding Voice Award. She lives in Eastern Washington with her son, daughter-in-law, and three energetic grandsons. She's building her online business while guiding students and adults to regulate their emotions, quiet anxiety, and reawaken their ability to learn, grow, and thrive. A lifelong teacher and encourager, she's passionate about growth, connection, and awakening the genius within. She is beyond grateful for the chance to serve this amazing community, and I cannot wait to hear from her today. But before I do, I want to hear from all of you. So as I unmute the lines, let me know what your name is and where you're calling in from this morning.
Grand Rising family, it's Angela Mazin in Northern California.
Hey, Angela. What's up,
hey,
Booker?
Let me take my shoes off. I'm about to do the dougie. Come on, Ashley. Come on,
Let's
Ashley.
Let's do it, Booker.
Read them fast. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's get the party started. How's everybody feeling this morning?
Rita Joy and Mama Jody in Dallas.
Hey, Rita Joy and Mama Jody.
What's up, Rita Joy?
Love
Mama
y'all.
Jody.
Love you. I see Donna online and Kathy. Good morning, good morning. Was that Steve? Hey, Steve.
It was. Good morning.
Good morning. I see Mr. Kevin Johnson has joined us. Grand Rising, everyone.
Oh, yes. Grand
Rising. Amazing. We'll get started here in just a moment. We got a sleepy crowd this morning, Booker. Got to wake them up.
I don't know what's happening here.
Going to be a stress-free
the
day.
The best part of
oh,
waking
yeah.
up
is the growing.
Doing the dougie in your cup. Oh, brother.
Yeah, hey, y'all, I talked to Bill Moyse yesterday. Allie was with him, and they called me, and he sends his love, and I told him that we love him.
Yeah.
I said, maybe you get to come to Branson.
So good to hear that. Thank you for sharing, Rita. Rita Joy. Got to throw in the joy. It's not Rita Joy without the joy.
That's it. Y'all doing sleeping in here.
Yeah, wake them up, wake them up. All right, everybody, it's the top of the hour. Are we ready for Miss Lori Sue Natherda?
What up, Lori Sue? She's not on the ones and twos, but she's Lori Sue.
Wake up.
Do it.
Right. All right, you guys, welcome, welcome. I am very, very excited to be here. It's so awesome to hear you guys out there. I think we're all waking up, so I'm not going to like, hey, wake up. I'm not going to get upset with you. I think I'm the one that's kind of sleepy here too. So we're going to make this a great time together. And it always is. I love these calls. I love being with you. Beautiful souls, Freedom Crusaders. You know what? You showed up. So you got to give yourself a hug for that one. Or if your hugs aren't in, pat yourself on the back. Give yourself a high five in the mirror. So this space was created over a decade ago, and it's still here. I love it. We're still growing. It's still calling us higher. So we gather to learn and practice freedom through principle-centered leadership, not hype, not wishing, not waiting. Yes, growth. Yes, contribution. Yes, expansion. Thank you so much, Ashley, for that awesome, awesome quote. It's real freedom that we're building on the inside, and that's what shows up on the outside. We rise together, and I love that, too. Rita Joy just shared some news of Bill Moyse and his daughter Allison wishing us love. Where else can you come to a community, come to a call in the morning and just feel like a family and get this support from each other and give support to each other. I just, there's nowhere else. I just love it. So, yeah, so if this is your first time, welcome. We are really glad you found us, and we're glad you're here. This is just a beautiful, safe space to be. And I hope you'll feel that today and every day that you call in and get to know us and we get to know you. So at the half hour mark, when we get into that mastermind portion of the call, you'll be able to come out. Anyone who feels the push or pull to do so. And even if you're just coming out to say hi, introduce yourself, we just love to hear from you and welcome you for real, like in that space. So welcome. Oh, and if you have been walking with us for a while, some of you are there and you're consistent, you've been getting on this call and joining this group longer than even me, and I just love you and appreciate you. You guys are consistent, and I'm grateful for my long-term people. So we're willing to be prosperity practitioners. I heard this yesterday at the end of the call. I could hear Christian, you know, with his fire, bringing the fire. Practitioners of prosperity and ministers of music and magic and ambassadors of abundance. There was a whole bunch of them on there. It's wonderful. So we are. So we're stepping to your best self, right? That's not, and let's have the best mastermind ever. So, oh, I guess I got to get a pulse check. Let's see if we are awake, alert, alive, and enthusiastic. I'm going to unmute the lines. And are you ready to step into your best self today? Are you ready to stay open to the questions in your own mind and get some answers? Are you grateful to be alive on this beautiful day? And are you ready to make this one of the very best masterminds ever on this thankful Thursday? Let me know. Then, like,
I love my life. Wake up!
Great job, Larry Sue.
Thank you. Thanks, Albie, for that. Good job, Larry Sue. We all need that encouragement, don't we? All right. So awesome. Okay, so I have a few more announcements before we have the major definite purpose and self-confidence formula, which anyone who has that pulled up or has it memorized, I love that. We're going to be reciting that, and I'll need a volunteer, so I'm going to have you get ready now. So first-time listeners, you have access to the Grow Rich Mastermind Collection, a free gift for you. So reach out to the person who invited you to this call and ask them how to get it. And there's references in there, including the book that we will be reading today, which is The Science of Getting Rich. And also, I heard someone shouting out Freedom Fest. September in Branson, Missouri, the 18th through the 20th. So get back to the person who invited you here, and they can also give you information on that. You do not want to miss it. And if you can't be there in person, which we hope you can, we hope that you'll be there virtually and that we make a special effort to take you with us wherever we go so that you feel like you're there even when you're virtual. So, and actually, I noticed the group was getting along rather really having a good time together on the virtual side of things too, which I thought was wonderful. So get back to the person who invited you and get those tickets. And the book of the month is, we're continuing on because it's just a great, powerful book to read. So we're continuing through this month as well. It's The Book of Elon by Eric Jorgensen. So if you haven't grabbed that yet, it's, grab it. You know, Elon, we're finding that this book that is about Elon and how he lives his life and his mindset is really Wallace Wattles. I mean, he obviously is living the principles and that we are practicing. So it's pretty cool. The enemy of character that we're working on this month is fear. And Elon Musk talks about, so I got this little part. He says, when I was a kid, I was really scared of the dark. But when I came to understand, you can just hear him, how he talks. Okay, dark just means the absence of photons in the visible wavelength, 400 to 700 nanometers. Then I thought, well, it's really silly to be afraid of a lack of photons. Then I wasn't afraid of the dark anymore after that. So I'm like, here he is, a living example of what we were talking about Monday, fear and false education appearing real. Thank you, Booker, for a new grow rich way to look at it. Good, awesome way to look at it. He just, you know, he educated himself, and he really looked at it to understand it better, and I love that. So reframing, right? Reframing wealth and also having desire and an increase so people stop being afraid of them. And I just think that's, yeah, we can do that. So, all right, it is time for that major definite purpose and self-confidence formula. Oh, and I put them. Nope, I don't have the lines ready. I'm so jump out with the star six, anybody who wants to volunteer and help this group recitation. Don't be shy. Can I hear someone?
Donna.
I got you, Lori Sue. Oh, let Donna do it.
It's Donna and Paul Duet. Okay, Donna, go ahead. Thank you. Go, Donna.
Okay, I am so happy and grateful that by the 30th day of December, 2026, I will have in my possession $200,000, which will come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. In return for this money, I will give the most efficient service of which I am capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and best possible quality of service and the capacity of sharing HBA and LifeWay. I believe that I have this money in my possession. My faith is so strong that I can now see this money before my eyes. I can touch it with my hand. It is now awaiting transfer to me at the time and in the proportion that I deliver the service I intend to render for it. I am awaiting a plan by which to accumulate this money, and I am following that plan as it is received. Self-confidence formula. First, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action toward its attainment, and I here and now promise to render such action. Second, I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. I may be pierced and never wounded because I'm giving it all to God. Third, I know through the principle of auto-suggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I devote 10 minutes a day demanding of myself the development of even more self-confidence. Fourth, I have clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I am endeavoring until I have developed sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. Fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I am engaging only in transactions that benefit all whom they affect. I am succeeding by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. People want HBA and LifeWave and are begging me for the ability to have them. I induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I have eliminated hatred, envy, jealousy, selfish, and cynicism by developing love for all humanity, because I know that a negative attitude toward others can never bring me success. Everyone is doing the best they can. I cause others to believe in me because I believe in them and in myself. I sign my name to this formula, commit it to memory, and repeat it aloud at least once a day with full faith, knowing that it is gradually influencing my thoughts and actions so that I am an even more self-reliant person. Thank you, O blessed Creator, for all of these according to your word, will, and way. I am prosperous and in perfect health as my soul prospers as I seek you and tune in to these mastermind calls. Thank you for letting me read.
I'm talking away, muted. Thank you so much, Donna. We so appreciate you. Let's show her some love as I end the line. Let her know how much we
Thank you so much, Donna.
That was excellent, Donna. Thank you, Donna. We love you. Thank you for your service.
Awesome. Good job, Donna.
That's awesome. Just keep that going. Donna, I hope you record that or go back and listen to the replay, just how they're shouting out for you. Love you. I love that. Great job. All right, that's initiative and leadership right there in action. So I think I made it through all the announcements, and I do have some questions. I like to have us think about these questions so that hopefully it can open your mind and heart to, as we read, you can really, it seems to stimulate the brain. Well, I know it does. It stimulates the brain when we ask questions. And you say that when it's a profound question and it awakens your soul, then your whole brain actually lights up. You know, when they have those probes on it connected to the computer and they're watching brain waves and all that activity. So I'm going to give you these questions. So think about the last person you genuinely love doing business with. That's probably pretty easy for the group here. and what did they make you feel? Did you feel bigger or smaller after interacting with them? When you show up to work, or do what you need to do, whether it's your job or your business or a conversation even, are you mostly thinking about what you can get from it or what you can add to it? Be honest in that one. Has there ever been a time when someone's confidence, not arrogance, just quiet faith, made you trust them more and want to be around them? And what did that look like? I think that's the best part. Use that imagination. What did it look like? And what does increase actually mean to the people you serve? Is it money? Is it time? Is it confidence? Is it hope? So have you ever stopped to think about it from their side? So, and there is a difference between wanting power over people and wanting more for people. Can you think of a moment? I'm sure this is easy too, love you guys, or a moment in life or business where you saw that difference play out, so power over or more for. So here's the last one. How many of you have left an interaction with a person, a call, or a business and felt less than when you started? And keep that feeling in mind as you read. So I have a song, and I'm just going to play it because it opens up, and then I'll tell you a little bit more if there's time before the reading. I'll say a few more things, but let's see. I hope you enjoy it, and I'll mute myself.
I used to think that wanting more should make me feel ashamed, like hunger knocked on the wrong door and needing left me blamed. But deep inside me something new, reaching was alright, just a soul breaking through, returning to the light. Reaching for the light, not to take it from another, just to rise. It's the pulse beneath the skin of all of us. More love, more life, more trust. Leave them better than you found them. Let the faith fill every room. Don't just talk about your blessings. Give them something they can use. It's not power over people. Impression that we wear. Jones sailed across the ocean at three, no shoes on his feet, worked fields for other men, not a schoolhouse around. But a fire burning him and no hardship could beat. He patented his way out and he nailed one rule down. No punch clocks, no kings, just do one to others. 8 hours fair wage and a park out the door. 55,000 souls, every sister and brother came to say their goodbyes on that Toledo shore. Every living thing is reaching for the light, not to take it from another just to bloom. It's the pulse beneath the skin, our sacred right. More love, more light, there's always enough room. Leave them better than you found them. Let the faith fill every room. Don't just talk about your blessings, give them something they can use. It's not that we wear. Before the world taught you to guard what you own, you knew how to give and you knew how to love. Remember who you are never alone. What I want for myself, for everyone. Leave them better than you found them. Let the faith fill every room. Don't just talk about your blessings, be the something they can use. It's not impression that we wear. What I want for myself, I want for you. What I want for myself, I want for you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. Let's go ahead. I see it's 6:19. Let's jump into the reading. It's chapter 14, page 102. We're just moving through this book. Whether you change your vocation or not, your actions for the present must be those pertaining to the business in which you are now engaged. You can get into the business you want by making constructive use of the business you are already established in, by doing your daily work in a certain way. Insofar as your business consists in dealing with other people, whether personally or by letter, the key thought of all your efforts must be to convey to their minds the impression of increase. Increase is what all men and women are seeking. It is the urge of the formless intelligence within them seeking fuller expression. The desire for increase is inherent in all nature. It is the fundamental impulse of the universe. All human activities are based on the desire for increase. People are seeking more food, more clothes, better shelter, more luxury, more beauty, more knowledge, more pleasure, increasing in something more in life. Every living thing is under this necessity for continuous advancement. Where increase of life ceases, disillusion and death set in at once. Mankind instinctively knows this and therefore is forever seeking more. The law of perpetual increase is set forth by Jesus in the parable of the talents. I think we've talked about that before, actually. Only those who gain more retain any. From him who has not shall be taken away even that which he has. And therefore, gratitude plays a big part, too. The normal desire for increased wealth is not an evil or a reprehensible thing. It is simply the desire for a more abundant life. It is aspiration. And because it is the deepest instinct of their natures, all men and women are attracted to those who can give them more of the means of life. In following a certain way, as described in the foregoing pages, you are getting continuous increase for yourself, and you are giving it to all with whom you deal. You are a creative center from which increase is giving off to all. Be sure of this and convey assurance of the fact to every man, woman, and child with whom you come in contact. No matter how small the transaction, even if it be only the selling of a stick of candy to a little child, put into it the thought of increase and make sure that the customer is impressed with the thought. Convey the impression of advancement with everything you do so that all people shall receive the impression that you are an advancing personality and that you advance all who deal with you, even to the people whom you meet in a social way without any thought of business and to whom you do not try to sell anything. Give the thought of increase. You can convey this impression by holding the unshakable faith that you yourself are in the way of increase and by letting this faith inspire, fill, and permeate every action. Do everything that you do in the firm conviction that you are an advancing personality and that you are giving advancement to everybody. Feel that you are getting rich and that in so doing, you are making others rich and conferring benefits on all. That makes me think about Bill Moyse talking about his ability with the funds he has to be able to bless others with that, you know, others with jobs that weren't there previously. So we can bless others' lives with this. So I'm going to read it again. Feel that you are getting rich and that in so doing, you are making others rich and conferring benefits on all. Do not boast or brag of your success or talk about it unnecessarily. True faith is never boastful. Wherever you find a boastful person, this is important, I like this, you find one who is secretly doubtful and afraid. So simply feel the faith and let it work out in every transaction. Let every act and tone and look express the quiet assurance that you are getting rich, that you are already rich. Words will not be necessary to communicate this feeling to others. They will feel the sense of increase when in your presence and will be attracted to you again. You must so impress others that they will feel that in associating with you, they will get increase for themselves. See that you give them a use value greater than the cash value you are taking from them. Take an honest pride in doing this and let everybody know it. And you will lack no lack of customers. You'll have no lack of customers. People will go where they are given increase, and the Supreme, which desires increase in all and which knows all, will move towards you, men and women who have never heard of you. Your business will increase rapidly, and you'll be surprised at the unexpected benefits which will come to you. You'll be able from day to day to make larger combinations, secure greater advantages, and to go into more congenial vocation if you so desire. But doing all this, you must never lose sight of your vision of what you want or your faith and purpose to get what you want. Let me here give you another word of caution in regard to motives. Beware of the insidious temptation to seek for power over other people. Nothing is so pleasant to the unformed or partially developed mind as the exercise of power or dominion over others. I would say nothing is so unpleasant to the unformed. The desire to rule for selfish gratification has been the curse of the world. For countless ages, kings and lords have drenched the earth with blood in their battles to extend their dominions, not to seek more life for all, but to get more power for themselves. Today, the main motive for many in the business and industrial world is the same. Men and women marshal their armies of dollars and lay waste the lives and hearts of millions in the same mad scramble for power over others. Commercial kings, like political kings, are inspired by the lust for power. Look out for the temptation to seek for authority and to become a master, to be considered as one who is above the common herd, to impress others by lavish display, and so on. The mind that seeks for mastery over others is the competitive mind, and the competitive mind is not the creative one. In order to master your environment and your destiny, it is not at all necessary that you should rule over your fellow men, and indeed, When you fall into the world's struggle for the high places, you begin to be conquered by fate and environment, and your getting rich becomes a matter of chance and speculation. Beware of the competitive mind. No better statement of the principle of creative action can be formulated than the favorite declaration of the late Golden Rule Jones of Toledo. What I want for myself, I want for everybody. And that is the end of advancing, or we're going to talk about advancing personality. That's the end of the chapter. And, wow, Ashley gets to pick up tomorrow on the advancing personality. And I want to share with you that those last words, I did some research because I was like, who is this? What's this Golden Rule Jones of Toledo? He's the one that they quoted, what I want for myself, I want for everybody. And, oh, his story is really incredible. So his name is actually, is it Sam? Yes. So he was born poor in Wales, and his father scraped together the passage for the family to get to America. But when Sam was still, you know, he was just three, I guess, when he came over on the boats to get over to America. And his dad worked as a stone mason and a tenant farmer. By the age of 10, Sam was already sent off to work someone else's farm. And so, and there, as time went on, he was a teenager when he created an improved oil pumping mechanism. That was in 1891. That earned him a fortune. He opened a factory in Toledo, and he introduced employee benefits, including the 8-hour workday, profit sharing, paid vacation, minimum wage, and Christmas bonuses. He also had no punch clock in this factory, and the wages were 50% higher than elsewhere. So this guy is pretty amazing. So he established an 8-hour workday so more men could work, set up a profit sharing plan with paid vacations, put in a company cafeteria, a child daycare, and even a park. Amazing guy, this Jones guy. Way to go, Sam Jones, right? And then he was even elected mayor of Toledo in 1897, and he established free kindergartens, more playgrounds, free lodging for the homeless, and he sought to root out corruption from the city government. So it was later on in 1900? But later on, he was it was in the early 1900s that they ranked him the fifth best mayor in the history of the United States. And then even up into 1990, he remains as one of the best mayors in the United States. So I thought that was really powerful. So the one thing that he had on the wall at the factory that he said, this is the only rule for you working here, is the Golden Rule. And I thought that was just amazing. So there's people like that out there, and I know you guys are like that, giving that increase to others, and that impression of increase is in you, and I feel it, especially when we're together live at Freedom Fest. So, all right, that brings us to the mastermind, my most favorite part of this whole call, and let me put the lines in. So those of you who are new to the call, you're going to press star 6 if you want to come out and say something, and you press star 6 after you've come out, so it makes it clear, clears the lines. And we don't talk about religion, politics, or things that might be controversial. We just want to keep this in a high vibe mode and give enough time for all those who want to come out and share. So, all right, who is ready? Come on out.
Hey, Lori Sue.
Hey, Lori Sue.
Hey, I hear Albie and Wanda.
Go ahead, Wanda.
Wanda.
All right, thank you, Albie. Hey, good morning, family. Lori Sue, that song was just so fabulous. Where do we find all this music so we can listen to it? That was so good, really. And you know what? What I want for me, you know, I want for others. You know, I've always been that way. And I just want to be me and you just be you. And we just be creative and keep sharing all these golden nuggets that we're learning. I really believe they're magic. You know, what we think about, we really do bring about, you know. And this call starts us off right in the morning. So I just want to say thank you for the music that you're bringing to us because it's really cool. And I just love having you, you know, lead this call in the morning because I know you personally and you're my challenge chick. And, you know, we're just growing on this journey together with everybody on this call. And when you said, you know, the one person we think about, you know, I always think about my buddy Nick, you know, he reached out to everybody and he touched everybody's life. And that's what we want, you know. We want people to remember us and, you know, and leave a legacy. So I love you guys. I appreciate each and every one of you on this call. And I look forward to seeing you all at Freedom Fest. So as always, do something good for somebody else in the space of knowing they can't repay you. I love your family. Have an awesome day.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, I love you. I can't wait to see you too. At Freedom Fest is going to be awesome. Everybody get down. Thanks for sharing so much. We love you. And Albert, are you there still?
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you, Lori Sue. I that was really great, Wanda. It was good to hear from you. And I just wanted to let you know, Lori Sue, that song was really beautiful. I really loved it. It was really, really lovely. And it tied in really, really great with the whole Toledo Jones thing. I was trying to listen to the words, and it was like you had designed it for that, for this morning. You did, awesome. And I love that. You know, every time I listen to the Science of Growing Rich, I always think about that Toledo Jones is like just some guy that he pulled out of thin air, but actually the fact that you looked him up and that there's all this information on him, that's like, oh wow. Didn't realize.
For real, huh?
What a guy. What a guy. Fantastic. That was awesome. Thank you so much, Lori Sue. I just want to say I got a lot out of that, and I loved the song. It was beautiful.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's like, hey, somebody's real. We need these examples. I see them in you guys every day. And yeah, I just love it. Thank you so much, Abby.
No problem.
All right. If you catch in there, it said, they said that 55,000 people came to his memorial when he passed away. That just blew my mind because, you know, so he made an impact on a lot of people, like our good friend Nick, making an impact, just bringing the love, and people want to come and hear and see. And so grateful that his service is out there for us to watch too and to be a part of that and just continue to feel. Wouldn't surprise me if about tens of thousands were walking by and thinking about Nick too. So, anyway, thank you, thank you, thank you. Who else would like to come out today? Love to hear from you.
Good morning, Lori Sue. It's Gail.
Gail. Oh, my liver.
It feels like a Monday and people are sleeping over there. Go on, wake up.
Yeah.
But
you know what
you
I almost
so
said?
Funny. It was really
said,
great.
Oh, my lover.
He goes, oh, my liver. I think about that all the time. He makes me laugh. But wow, what a great reading. You know, I loved it. And I do the same thing when I read stuff like this. I go back and I catch somebody's name or word and I go look it up because it gives such a richer, deeper meaning. And, you know, how thankful we are. We know that this book, anything that Napoleon Hill wrote or Wallace Wiles, they go way back. I mean, these are people that were real game changers in the world. So to be able to learn about them, you know, we're like getting history lessons here. I don't think I was very good at school and listening to history very much, but to us, this is very interesting, you know, because these are powerful, thought-provoking people. You know, they were thinking, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk a little bit about this tomorrow, but it's just that there's so much influence that is happening still from these people who, look, Napoleon Hill interviewed all these people, these rich people. What did they do? How can we do it? You know, Wallace Wattles was the inspiration for Napoleon Hill. So he came first, right? Who came first, the chicken or the egg or whatever they say? So they learn from each other just like we're learning from each other. So it's just that continual mindset that we want to make a difference. We don't care about how important we feel, but it's what we're serving, and it's learn, do, teach kind of thing, obviously, that concept. And whatever we're learning, we're hopefully doing, putting into practice, and then we can teach it. Really great for anybody who is saying, I don't know, you know, how to do a video, or I don't know what to talk about. You have to get yourself totally out of the way and start, you know, thinking about how you can bring some of these concepts into the world. And the books that we read and share our Grow Rich, you know, community here. And, you know, I talk about this a lot, but but it is someplace that we can develop ourselves and then serve others. It doesn't have to make a lot of money unnecessarily. We're not just saying, okay, there's another person. I got another dollar today, or another $100 or $1,000 or whatever. You know, it's just how many people, if we focus on how many hearts I can heal, you know, how many souls can I, you know, touch? So I just, it's so rich. This is already rich. We got richer today by listening to your reading and hearing your words. So thank you very much. And I won't talk too long because we have 3 minutes. I don't even know how much I took. But I hope other people come out, and I love you all. And I will talk to you tomorrow for sure. I'll be hosting the call. And
wonderful. Okay.
You guys have a great day, okay? Back to
awesome,
you, Lori.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. We're looking forward to having you host tomorrow. That's awesome. And Ashley, safe travels, or we'll miss you. So, yeah, let's keep developing ourselves here and serving others. I like that. How many hearts can you heal, and how many souls can you touch? That's what we're here to do. And you do that automatically by being who you are. It's kind of a remembering. So, love it. Yeah, I write these songs, and I sure wish I could play the instruments. I'm working on it. It's giving me, it's inspiring me to want to learn how to better sing.
Well, Lori Sue, I just remembered something. My husband was making, I was making breakfast for my husband, and this song was on, and he said, oh, that's so pretty. I said, Lori Sue does it herself. She's making them all the time, and they're beautiful, aren't they? He said, oh, the words are beautiful. So you already touched a person who doesn't even believe. He thinks we're in la-la land, okay? So he doesn't normally.
We're in la-la land. Tell him we are in la-la land.
I forgot what he calls it. Yeah. He calls it something.
And
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say he's not a big fan, but he thinks, you know, like my world is, you know, like, you know, blowing bubbles in the sky and, you know, just like, I don't know what he thinks, but he thinks I'm weird.
I totally
but
understand.
Anyway,
I love someone in my family.
You touched his heart and his soul today, so I just wanted to let you know that. Thank you.
Bless you. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know if we all have. I'm guessing we all
Jesse.
Have someone in our life. Jesse!
Hey.
Jesse Joyce
oh,
Jenkins.
My gosh. I loved your song. I loved what Gail shared, because I have a husband that's
a bit like her husband. And so I can totally relate. We have talked about this in the past. So it's okay because you know what happens? There's no, you know, I don't know. It's just coming to me as I'm thinking this. We can try to contain water, but somehow water just seeps through all different places and we think we have it all sealed off. Well, in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, when the spirit leads and this community together, the connection puts out this amazing energy into the ether, it's like water and it seeps into all those little places that people try to put a wall up to. But if we, each of us, like Gail, myself, you, others who know people who aren't quite on the same page as us, and we're not forcing them, but that we're influencing them by our being who we are each and every day, that energy just kind of seeps through to those people. So just keep doing what you're doing. It's amazing because I'm like, this analogy just came to me out of the sky as I'm speaking. And it just feels exactly what happens with influence, right? Sometimes we feel we need to do. No, we don't. We need to be. Okay? Remember, that's the first part. It's a be, the do, and the have just kind of happens because of the being. Wow. I'm like blown away with the words coming out of my mouth right now, actually, myself. But I love, I'm so thrilled and I'm so excited for you. You have found your voice through music in these songs, and they are powerful because that is who you are coming through those songs and how they have impacted people, even Gail's husband. But music, again, there is magic in music. It has been something that's going on that the universe is giving me over and over and over in the last week or so, and giving me messages through the music that is impacting me. And it is shifting and changing some of my thinking, some of where I'm at, some of the questions perhaps that I may have. And I just want to say, just keep doing what you're doing. You're doing just a beautiful, amazing service and job, and we just love you for it. So I couldn't help but come out and share and let you know. Thank you. Back at you.
Thank you. I have to let you know, I've been working on a song about water. It's been a long time coming because I've been writing these pretty quickly, but anyway, I'll just say thank you for what you just gave. It was exactly what I needed for the song. Hope you're okay with that.
I must have felt it. The universe pushed me along. Thank you. That infinite intelligence is powerful. Okay.
Yeah. Love you all. And you all do that. You all inspire me. It's incredible. So I'm so grateful. You know, the wind beneath my wings is what I heard somebody say.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's what you guys are. I get it. I get it now.
Yeah.
And the moving water. Paul Hutchins, come on out.
What's going on? Good to hear you today.
What's going on?
Good to hear everybody. Good to hear you, Jesse. Good to hear you, Gail. I wanted to share just a couple of thoughts from the book of the month that I really liked. One was, nobody bleeds for the prince in the palace. And, of course, the idea there is that as a leader, you need to be with the people, you know, leading by example.
Yeah.
You know, you imagine like an old war where there used to be kingdoms and the prince sitting up in the palace kind of commanding and everyone else dying on the battlefield and fighting on the battlefield. Wouldn't it be much more inspiring if the prince was on the field right there with everybody, you know? So I like that. Nobody bleeds for the prince in the palace. And then another one was, he said, look for the right people with good, and I'm putting this in my own words, but look for the right people with good attitudes. And he said skills can be developed, but the wrong attitude requires a brain transplant.
I love it.
So it's kind of like, he said he learned over time that, you know, sometimes the right attitude is more important, you know, than having all the right skills. And the good news is we can all do a brain transplant on ourselves, but it's hard to do a brain transplant on somebody else. So that was good. And then another one that I liked was, it's okay to be wrong, but it's not good to be confident and wrong. That's a bad combination, because if you're confident and wrong, you can't learn to be right. You're just going to be wrong because you're already confident in your wrongness. So anyway, those were three that I really liked, wanted to share. Hope everyone's having a great day. And back to you, Lori Sue.
Thank you so much for sharing those. Man, those, he actually said that. That's crazy. I love it. I just love it. I read somewhere where he just, he is now richer than Rockefeller or whoever was the richest man in the world. He surpassed him now. And the person that put that out there also mentioned that he spent 3 months or more sleeping, eating, and laying on the floor of the Tesla corporation there. He's serious about getting things done. So we can all learn from these great examples and make sure to continue to give ourselves that brain transplant.
Mark,
yeah, and when he, just real quick, when he passed 1 trillion, somebody commented on social media and Elon commented 10 trillion or bust.
Yeah,
he doesn't want
too.
10 trillion. The reason he's building the wealth is because he wants to colonize Mars for humanity. He lives in a small house. He sold all of his, like most all of his earthly belongings and lives in a house, but he's got this big goal, and that's why he needs the resources. Anyway, back to you, or over to Mark.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Wow. Okay, Mark, yes, freedom.
Hi, Lori Sue, and
hello,
Berwick's family. Just wanted to pop out and just say, hey, how's everybody doing? And just give you a warm welcome and let you know that I love that song, Divine Positioning. And when I heard it, I kind of teared up a little bit. It just touched me. So, and I'm enjoying, I guess it's the the after party, I guess, from 10 to 10:15 when we've been playing the music. So I'm
Thank
enjoying
you,
that
Ashley.
Also. Just wanted to pop out and say, hey, F-R-E-E-D-O-M, freedom. Back to you, Lori Sue.
Sweet. He's spelling it out to you. Thank you so much. I'm glad you like the song.
Hey, Lori Sue. Hello.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing better than I deserve. Life is crazy. So I just wanted to touch on what Gail and Jesse were saying, but their husbands think they're crazy, they're in la-la land, and they don't understand. Well, you got to show them. And I had an experience years ago. I had a business, I had a job, but then the business blew up, and I was making more in the business than at my job. And then my ex-wife kind of noticed that, and then she decided to do the business on her own, her way. So it was like, you're getting results that it's 10, 20 grand a month. I need to be doing this. And so it was like monkey see, monkey do. If you show them, hey, look how much I made last month, and I did this and I did that. And then they want to do it, and then they get on board. And it's like, people won't follow you until they see you doing much better than them. And then they'll want to be like, because I didn't twist my wife's arm and tell her she had to do it. An ex-wife at that time, she saw the result, and then she just decided, I want to do it, but I want to do it my way, which she did. And, you know, it was like there was no having to twist the arms or force them to do it. They just saw the result. And so that's
very cool.
I want to add that. It worked.
Yep. Awesome. And applying the principles that we just read today, those who are succeeding, that's what you're doing. You're impressing.
Yeah.
Increasing. Awesome. So cool. Thanks for sharing. It's like a marriage tip for today. Great. Thank you so much. Wish you continued success. Monkey see, monkey do. That's a whole other story. All right, we got 10 minutes, a little bit under 10 minutes left, so there's plenty of time. Come on down.
Donna.
Donna, thank you for the major definite purpose and self-confidence formula.
Oh, you're welcome. The song is beautiful. And every time you download them, upload one to YouTube, I share it with all my friends. And then they share it with their friends. Oh. So keep sharing.
Thank you.
My mind when Paul was talking about the kings in the palace thing, and it reminds me of the story back in the Old Testament in the Bible when it talks about it says, in the spring when kings went off to war, so kings did go off to war, then they didn't sit up in the palace all the time. But this is one time that King David decided not to go off to war and to sit in the palace. And he ended up in that whole debacle that you hear about with Bathsheba and everything. And so when we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing and idle hands of the devil's workshop and all that stuff, you know, we think that, I mean, what Elon is talking about goes all the way back thousands of years to where the king should not just be sitting up in the palace and bossing everybody around and, you know, throwing his weight around and telling everybody what they're supposed to be doing. But he's actually supposed to be down there in the battle. And I've done a lot of work in restaurants and stuff. And a really good manager, like you get in the weeds, they call it in the weeds when you get really behind, you got like too many tables and too much stuff going on. And so a manager will jump in and help you, you know, do all that you need to do to get caught up. But a bad manager, and I've had them both, they'd stand there and they'd just yell at you for getting in the weeds. And it's like, you're not helping me, you know? So,
yeah, right.
Okay. Not helpful at all. This is making me get more behind, you know. So the whole key is that a good leader leads from within and not from just, you know, cracking a whip and carrying a big stick type thing, you know. So that just kind of reminded me of, you know, that obviously the one thing I remember about that book that Elon wrote, well, I don't think he wrote it, but anyway, the book of Elon, is that he did make sure he led by, when he slept on the floor and did all of those things, that he wanted those people to know that he had skin in the game too, and he wasn't just expecting them to do what he wasn't willing to do. So I just, you know, I think that's the sign of a good leader. So anyway, that's my 2 cents worth for whatever it's worth. Maybe it's a dollar.
Million.
And keep putting those songs up on YouTube because I keep sharing them with all my friends. And, I just wanted to tell you real quick. I went and visited my stepmom yesterday, and my stepsister is the full-time caregiver of her. And I played that song about breathing for them because my stepmom has COPD. And so I played that song about breathing, and they really liked it. So I just thought I would share that with you. Thank you.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, man, that's wonderful. I didn't even think about that. It could be a healing song for sure. Thank you. That's awesome.
Oh, I also played the Every Little Cell in My Body is Happy, and they like that too.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one for their bodies to hear, and their, because your brain's always listening. Actually, Deepak Chopra says that every single cell is listening to your thoughts. So powerful. We want to be aware, right? Oh, and the other thing I thought of too, you talked about in the being in the weeds and the manager jumping in. Years and years, I figured my dad was just a worker, you know. We grew up raising trout and salmon at fish hatcheries, right? So I thought he was just a hard worker and all that. And I come to find out he is the boss. He would never know it. But you know what it creates? It creates that creative. He's working in the creative field, and it creates this respect and this camaraderie. They become a team. It's just I saw that. And I thought, wow, this is. I think that was one of the reasons I wanted to be involved in sports, and felt that sportsmanship because of my dad, just being able to, you know, work along them. And I think he got a little competitive and tried to outwork them sometimes. but it was amazing to me to find that out later. That, oh wow, okay. So thanks for sharing that, because I hadn't really thought that through. Until now. So, great. All right, we still have 2 minutes.
Yeah.
We got some butter.
Lori Sue.
Minister Christian. Love you.
Putting the butter on the buns. We've been baking yeah. All conversation, and I love it. I love the thoughts. Thank you, Lori Sue, for all that you do. I'm so glad to be here in the sun. Had a little rough morning, you know, but sometimes it's like that. We get up and we keep going, and I'm glad that this call is here. Thankful for hearing your music, Lori Sue. You're really inspiring me to get my catalog together with all the tools that are available to make it possible. And I just love that you are putting positivity out in the algorithm and the algorithms.
Yeah.
Need it
yeah.
Right now in this world more than ever. We can't go backwards. We can't unsee the things that we've seen. We can't undo the things that have been done. But we can turn lemons into lemonade. We can change poison into medicine. We can take mm-hmm. this day and we can reframe all the things that have happened to see that we are headed in the right direction, and every ounce of pain or hurt or doubt or fear that we've ever experienced has been a learning experience. And we are here now to seize the day and do whatever it is that we choose to do in full faith, like Angela Mazin would say, full faith that these things are going to happen. And it only takes a mustard seed of that to make it work, but it has to be pure. Like Booker Williams says, one doubt and you're out. So let's affirm who we are, be who we are. Never give up. Keep moving forward. Be the change you are born to be in this world today. Keep moving forward. Love you, family. Aw, yeah.
Aw, yeah. Bringing the fire along the way. Thank you. Thank you. All right, everybody. That's a beautiful way to wrap that up. I am so grateful for you. Keep impressing increase on those you come around. If you haven't practiced it yet or tried it out, do that today, and we'll see you tomorrow. We're looking forward to Gail Can Dig and learn more about the science of getting rich. I love you. Have a fantastic day.
Fantastic!
Thank you.
That was awesome, Lori Sue. Woo-hoo!
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Have a great day. Awesome.
Thank you, everyone.
The world is loud, it wants my eyes. Every screen, every headline feeding me the lies. Pull me left, pull me right, tell me what to feel. Till I can't tell what noise from what is real. I've been down on the cold hard floor, but the ground's no place. I was made for more. Everyone's got an opinion on my life, how I look, what I choose, am I doing it right? I used to shrink just to make the room feel safe, dimming every dream to give it comfort space. Every scar is proof I chose to fight, and I'd rather bleed than surrender all my life. There's a war inside, and I know the feel. I choose my thoughts, that's my sword and shield. They said I couldn't, said it couldn't be done. We are wired for war, for all that is good. We rise every time the way a warrior would. My mind is my stake, the realest land I own. I know who I am and I'm not fighting alone. The greatest soul living, that is me, that is you. Came in Washington with an army of doubt.
He didn't flinch.
And Ford said, I'll build this whole earth. Figure it out. What the mind can't conceive, what the soul can't believe, becomes the world we lead,
becomes the life we breathe.
Socrates said it, know who you are.
Know yourself.
And Aurelius said, you already hold the star.
Not your car, not your name, not what you've been told.
Your mind is the estate, more precious than gold. It's 5 a.m. It's dark, it's cold, the voices in your head
say stay in bed.
Aching muscles lie in rebellion, pretending they can't hear. But you didn't ask for their permission, the voice you chose.